Good morning. Welcome to an early morning version of the Cone Phone. It's Tuesday, so this is Cone Zone Day. I'm sorry to confuse you. Me and my dad and I, to be grammatically correct, will be going live in the afternoon, 3-ish, because we want to wait and see if the Niners make more moves. So in the meantime, in between time, I was thinking I could take some calls. But since no one has gotten the guts to click the call-in link yet, I'll give you guys some time. I'm sure you're still waking up. I got some things on my mind I want to get off my chest. So we'll talk about the news that broke overnight, some things that I've been thinking about with the Niners. Then we'll get to Luis B, who's first in the chat line. What's up, Luis? How you doing? All right. I got some things I want to say. So I'll get you like 15 minutes. Chill. Sam Darnold signed with the Vikings. So the Niners need another quarterback. Brandon Allen, they signed him. Good presence in the quarterback room. A coach on the practice field, but not someone you want to play per se. So they need another quarterback. Are they going to draft that guy? First of all, Sam Darnold got $10 million from the Vikings. Why? What did he do on the 49ers that was different from what he ever did before? He was inaccurate. He lost. What did he do the last year that made him more attractive to the Vikings? He got to know Brock Purdy. He learned Kyle Shanahan's phone number. He learned his system. So now he can, play sooner for the Vikings and they can lose. I don't understand the Sam Darnold. Wouldn't you rather go any different direction than give him $10 million? 10. So Sam Darnold to the Vikings. That's another team in the NFC you just kind of laugh at. Justin Jefferson, you got to feel bad for him, but who do you guys think the 49ers are going to get to replace Sam Darnold? I think it's going to be someone in the draft. I don't think they want anyone to really threaten Brock Purdy. I don't think they want to make it look like it's a hedge. Last year, bringing in Darnold, keeping Trey Lance, made it seem like, do you really believe in Brock Purdy? Do you think he's going to be healthy? Do you think he's the real deal? Well, in a lot of ways, he proved himself the last year. The Niners seemed to like him, and do they really want to make it seem like they're hedging their bets, or are they just going to draft another guy in round 7 and say, you know, we had some success with this a few years ago, we'll give him another shot, but it doesn't have to work out because we have Brandon Allen. That's one thing. Javon Kinlaw to the Jets. I love this move for him because he gets to reunite with Robert Saleh, who drafted him, probably loves him, believes in him as much as anyone or more. So not surprised that the Niners would let him go. I know a lot of people thought they would bring him back, but I'm not sure they look at him as a starter. And the Niners, I think, are looking for someone. I think they're going to spend their first round pick on a defensive tackle. So that would sort of take a spot away from Kinlaw, who seems to be in line to start with the Jets. So that's a great spot for him. And the Niners, probably going to start over there. They have Javon Hargrave. They're going to release Eric Armstead probably tomorrow, so it could be a June 1 designation, get some cap space down the line. But yeah, I would expect the 49ers to draft a defensive tackle in round 1 or round 2. They could trade up. They could trade back. You guys know the draft prospects better than me. I'm curious to think who you would see as the best fit. But it's got to be someone who's good against the run if you're going to replace. You're not really thinking about replacing Kinlaw here. You're thinking about replacing Eric Armstead as the guy starting next to Javon Hargrave. Hargrave isn't particularly great against the run. Armstead's replacement has to be great against the run. But he also has to be a good enough pass rusher to stay on the field on third downs. Because you're not drafting a two-down run defender in round 1. Remember, that's what the Niners did with Solomon Thomas? Well, he wasn't really, I'm not sure what he did well. Sorry, Solomon. But yeah. That's what they're looking for. That's probably why Javon Kinlaw didn't come back. But he's got an opportunity to start with the Jets. Congratulations to him. One more thing I want to talk about before I take some calls. I got Luis B, Hot Fat Guy Club, who seems hot and fat. Cody, he's waiting too. I want to talk about Brock Purdy. We haven't really analyzed Brock Purdy in a while. He escaped the scrutiny of the Super Bowl. He didn't do anything wrong, and he said all the right things afterward. But we need to talk about the quarterback of this team. What makes me think of this is Kirk Cousins just got a contract with the Falcons. It's going to pay him $45 million a year on average. Kirk Cousins, 36 years old, coming off an Achilles tear. What does that mean for Brock Purdy's market? I know it's a year away, but I bet you the Niners are thinking about it. If he continues on this trajectory, lighting it up in the regular season, winning games in the playoffs, but not winning a Super Bowl, he does that again, he's going to be in line for at least $50 million a year. Because, I mean, Kirk Cousins doesn't put up numbers like Brock Purdy in the regular season. He doesn't win playoff games, and he's worth 45. So, yeah, Brock's going to be worth at least 50. Is he worth it? I just want to point out something I'm not sure anyone's mentioned. It's staring all of us right in the face. Can we look at his playoff resume? He's won some games. His numbers in the regular season are incredible. Some of the best ever for a quarterback making early in his career. Here are his numbers in the playoffs, game by game. First start ever against Seattle, 131.5 quarterback rating. Just destroyed him. That's the kind of Brock Purdy we see in the regular season all the time. Second playoff game, quarterback rating of 87. No touchdown passes, no interceptions. Wins the game. Doesn't make any big mistakes. Pretty modest performance. Next game, he gets hurt. Next game, Green Bay, quarterback rating 86.7. One touchdown pass, no interceptions. 58% completion percentage. Kind of a modest performance, especially for Brock Purdy. So 131, 87, hurt, 86. Next game, 89 rating. One touchdown, one pick. Kind of a modest performance. Next game, Super Bowl, 89 rating. One touchdown, no picks. Is he really good enough to win a Super Bowl? He's good enough to go to the Pro Bowl. He's good enough to maybe almost win an MVP. But in the playoffs, four games in a row that he's been healthy, he's been under 90 quarterback rating. That's not a guy, to me, that you're dying to give $50 million a year to. Still a very good quarterback. But in the playoffs, when teams are better and the game plans are better, and Kyle starts choking, it doesn't seem like Purdy can really overcome that. He doesn't lose the game for the Niners. I mean, he's 4-2 in the playoffs, but I'm asking you, is Purdy good enough to win a Super Bowl? He's on the best team in football. Four games in a row in the playoffs, quarterback rating under 90. Is that not his fault? And he doesn't get this scrutiny because he's making $900,000 a year. There's really no point in combing through his stats. But once he's making $50 million a year, people are going to notice this. So I think he has more to prove. I'd like to see what he does in the playoffs this year. Can you put up a quarterback rating over 90 against a team that's not 9-9 Seattle with Geno? I mean, I think he has more to prove. So let's look up one more thing before I take out my callers. Let's look at our sponsor, BetUS, where they have the 49ers finishing in the NFC West now that we're on the precipice of free agency starting officially. The Niners are, hold on, let me log in so I can actually wager on this. Boom, 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 boom. Log in. This is how you do it at BetUS. Football. And NFL division futures, NFC West. The Niners are the big time favorites, minus 200, because they're the Niners. But have they really gotten better this offseason? They haven't addressed their offense. Their defense, they've shuffled around a lot of things. I mean, they got Leonard Floyd and Yetur Gross-Matos. Okay. Meanwhile, the Rams added a really good guard in Jonah Jackson. And they improved a lot down the stretch last year. Seahawks, Cardinals, but the Rams. This is a team that totally rebuilt on the fly. They're younger than the Niners. And they have two things going for them, the Rams. Plus 325. They have a quarterback who can win a Super Bowl. How do I know? He proved it. He can make every freaking throw. He can navigate the pocket well enough. Matthew Stafford can win a Super Bowl. They also have an offensive line that can protect him. The 49ers may have a quarterback who can win a Super Bowl. I don't know. He was in the Super Bowl, and they put up 19 points in regulation, 22 points in five quarters. He threw one touchdown pass in five quarters. He threw the same amount of touchdown passes as Juwan Jennings. I don't know. Is that not his fault? They were 3-for-12 on third down. Is that 100% not his fault? I don't know. He couldn't overcome whatever was going on. So they may have a quarterback who can win a Super Bowl, and they definitely don't have a offensive line that can protect him. So if you're putting down a wager right now, I don't think this is the time to put it on the Niners at minus 200. Because let's say you do minus 200 on the Niners. Put 10 bucks on it. You win five. That's how that works. So what if I just put down 10 bucks on the Rams? You win 32 bucks. How about that? Just to be a hater, I'm putting 10 bucks down on the Rams to win the NFC West. I'm doing it today, March 12th. Place my bet. Confirm. Yeah, that's how it's done. Real quick.
BetUS, America's favorite sportsbook and casino. Live betting and racebook. We're celebrating 30 years with a historic offer. A 125% sign-up bonus on your first three deposits. Plus, 10% gambler's insurance. Get started today. BetUS, where the game begins.
Okay, we got Luis. Are you ready? Luis Hot Fat Guy Club. I really got to go slow and careful with that name. There's a lot going on there, but I think I got it. Cody and then Niner Gang. Ready? Luis.
What's up, Greg? Good morning. How you doing? My
guy? Hey, man. Good morning. Last time I seen you, I was working, man.
That's right. Doing? Yep. But so man, what's on your mind today?
Hey, so today, when are these guys ever going to realize that working on this O-line, bro, is the most important thing to this fucking team?
Hey, real quick, like, I know you guys are worked up, but I want to use some of these clips on my SI.com domain.
I'm sorry.
So let's try to keep it PG-13, or at least PG today. But I appreciate the passion to start it off. That's on me. I should have told you. All right, we're good.
Yes. I'm sorry. That's me too.
It's all right.
I should be careful.
But I mean, but like, look at the Rams, right? The Rams immediately go to the offensive line. Peters with Washington immediately goes to the offensive line. What are the Niners doing?
They're focused on their defense like they normally do. And everyone is right, bro. Watch. They are going to go number 31 at that draft on that first round. They're going to get a defensive tackle.
It's going to be defense. I wish BetUS had a bet right now. Are the Niners going to go offense or defense with their first pick? Oh, defense.
Hey, man. It's a possibility. But the thing is, Grant, is just like, when are they ever going to realize that? When are they ever going to realize that they need to really prioritize this offensive line?
Never.
Because if they don't, Grant, our chances of winning this Super Bowl are never going to happen. You're telling me that you could schematically this game with these offensive linemen that we have?
They try against the Chiefs. It doesn't work. Every time, it's like, we can't block Chris Jones. Yeah.
No, we can't block George Kolaftis. George is going to be like, hey, George. And then didn't even pick up the football. Like, come on, bro. I know people are giving George Kittle, like, come on, bro. Like, your head needs to be in the game, the whole game. Like, why? Honestly, bro, I'm going to be hella honest with you, right? I played football since I was a freshman to senior. My sophomore year. I took a playoff, right? I was running towards the running back. My coach saw me stop playing. He took my ass off the field right away. The thing is that these players need to know is that you can't give up on a play every play. You got to give it your all. That's what Chase Young has been doing. That's probably why they never signed him back. And most importantly,
I'm just surprised that he did that. It was the first drive of the Super Bowl.
Are you kidding me? You're playing on the biggest stage of the game, bro, and you're messing around, and you let a fumble get right behind you, and you could easily. I swear to God, Grant, if he would have picked up that football, we would have won that Super Bowl.
And that's the thing. Like, I feel like Niner fans, he's been here for a long time. He's going to go down as one of the greatest Niners of all times. But when Niner fans think of George, they're going to think of High George. That's his legacy with the team. First thing, hey, George Kittle, 10 years. What do you think? Hi, George. Lost the Super Bowl. It's rough.
I'm in disbelief right now. But, I know you got a couple more callers. I know you're going to be on for a good while. I appreciate you for letting us come in. But there's one more take that I do ask for you, please.
Okay.
I need you to do me a big favor. When it comes to having that first meeting with Jed York and all of them, I need you to let them know that There was a video of Jed York saying that if we don't ever win a Super Bowl, and please reference if you remember seeing this video, that he says, let him know if he is not getting this job done. Mm. This guy is not getting the job done. He is not.
No.
Us fan base, we need to let this guy know we need a championship, at least one. At least let me see one. The last three championships, the last three Super Bowls that we have lost, Grant, I was a sophomore in high school. We lost to the Ravens versus the Jim Harbaugh. And then these last two, this is crazy.
This is Jed York's legacy, man. Losing in the Super Bowl.
I guess his legacy is only winning NFC
championships. NFC championships. Yeah. All right, man. Good one.
Hey, thank you for today. Let me know when you're about to hop on.
All right, man. I will. All right, later. All right, here we go. Hot Fat Guy Club. What's up?
Good morning, Grant. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing street cleaning in Brooklyn right now.
Nice.
But yeah, it's terrible. The weekly ritual of wasting 90 minutes in the car for the street cleaning truck to maybe come. But
oh, so you're ready to move your car if you have to, but you're hoping to not.
It did come today for the first time in like 3 weeks. Everybody moves their car from one side of the street to the other side of the street. Sit and wait.
Good times.
Such good times. So much good times. Fun. Yeah. So I'm in a dynasty fantasy league that I've been in for 10 years. And of course, we all care way too much about football. And three of the guys in this league are Chiefs fans. And a conversation that we have all the time is like, what are draft picks actually worth and what are trade-ups actually worth? And something that I come back to all the time is that if the 49ers in the 2014 draft had invested their two second-round picks and their first and even a third to jump up and get Odell Beckham Jr., I guarantee you we win a Super Bowl with Colin Kaepernick.
Mm.
Or in the two, whatever draft it was when OBJ and Mike Evans were coming out. Because the issue
13.
Yeah, I think it was 13. Because in 13, the main issue with that offense was our only deep threat was Vernon Davis.
Right.
And Vernon Davis, great 49er, great player, not a proper deep threat for a guy with an arm like Colin Kaepernick. You did not build the team properly.
He was the deep threat for Alex Smith.
What's that?
He was the deep threat for Alex Smith.
100%.
Yeah.
And they did not do the proper job of building that team for the most valuable asset on that team.
Yeah.
And I think we're looking at another inflection point like that right now with the 49ers and Brock Purdy. Because Purdy, like, I think that the criticism of his quarterback rating in the playoffs is valid, but that's more of a Kyle issue, not trusting himself in the big moments. And as a result of his lack of trust in himself, not trusting his players on the field who have managed to prove time and again throughout the season that they can get the job done. Kyle is too smart for his own good and outsmarts himself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're looking at that same issue now with the weapons on offense are set, are great. The issue is, can Brock get the time that he needs to actually get the ball to these weapons?
Right.
So we've got it like... There has to be, I think it was 2010 when we took Upati and Anthony Davis in the first round. There has to be that level of investment in who is soon to be your $50, $60 million a year quarterback.
Yeah.
And you've got to get those guys now. You've got to do what the Texans did last year, in my opinion, and trade your future first round pick to get further up in the first this year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because it's going to be a late first anyway, unless all hell breaks loose and everyone tears their ACL this year. There's got to be that major investment in, even if it is a defensive tackle and an offensive guard and an offensive tackle, you have got to acknowledge what the most valuable asset on this entire team is and how to protect him properly and build around him. And it's not like based on
I know how to do that. More defensive linemen.
Great idea. Great. You know what? Let's just draft a defensive lineman. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every single round, defensive end in every single round. Let's maybe get to our gross.
And then whine about not getting holding calls in big game.
Correct.
Let's do that.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I got, Grant. Thanks for taking the call.
That was a great call. I totally agree with you, man. I totally agree with you. Have a good one. Look at the Rams. If you have that quarterback, it seems like you should be, if you think you have that quarterback, you should be protecting him. Give him the best chance to be the reason you win the game. It still feels like the Niners want the defense to be the reason they win the game, which is bizarre to me because you have a Pro Bowl quarterback and a top three or four offensive coach in the league, according to everyone. And you want to win because of your defense? Why? I understood 6 years ago when the quarterback was Jimmy. Totally get it. He's not going to win games. He's going to lose games for you if you put the game in his hands. But is Brock going to lose games for you if you put the game in his hands? You want the game to be in Steve Wilkes? You want the game to be in Nick Sorensen's hands? Why? I don't understand that about Kyle. He's an offensive coach who builds through defense. What is that? Who else does that? I don't get it. Maybe he should just make Nick Sorensen the head coach if he wants to be a defensive team. I don't get it. Cody, what's up?
What's up, Grant? How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Long time viewer, first time caller.
Appreciate you.
I'm out here in Minnesota. So
nice.
All of my buddies are texting me about Sam Darnold. They're just super excited, you know. I'm telling them that he's the next Steve Young. So that's what I keep telling them at least.
That's right. Hey, big things are coming.
And if Kyle Shanahan said it,
developed him. Yeah.
Exactly. And they're gonna get Trey Lance too. So they're just the 49er quarterback tree going to the Vikings is going to be great for them.
How did a cynical young Niner fan like you get raised in Minnesota? What is your story?
So, okay. This is like so dumb, but really like I was a little kid. I've lived in Minnesota my whole life. When I first started actually watching football, I just wanted a different team other than my dad. I thought it was fun to like compete with him. So I just picked whatever one I liked. I think I liked their colors or something. I don't know. Fair enough. And then I've just stuck with it, and it's been an interesting decision. It's stressful. It's stressful being a 49ers fan out in Minnesota, I'll tell you that. Minnesota fans are like a lot more like
they're intense.
They're intense about their team, and their team always sucks.
Yeah.
And it's kind of embarrassing. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And now with them getting Sam Darnold, I don't know, maybe they'll draft a quarterback.
What is the skull thing? I don't get it.
I don't really get it either. They clap their hands above their head and say skull. They have every Vikings fan here too has the go Vikings. It's like a song that they play and it's everybody's ringtone. I hear it all the time. It's so annoying.
That is so cute.
But
all right, what's on your mind?
So I was kind of thinking about talking about the NFC West next year. So great. I think that the Seahawks and Cardinals are still rebuilding. I don't think the Cardinals have over the past, 3 years of rebuilding, they've really rebuilt much to gain anything for their team. You know, I think Kyler is a good quarterback. I don't think he's been given Zach Ertz was a huge signing for them. You know, it's like, that's not somebody who's going to take you over the edge to give a good weapon to your quarterback. Geno Smith.
What's his best weapon? Trey McBride. I
mean, yes, he had D-Hop, and then it's like he's old. It's just not a good team. And then
imagine if you had Brandon Ayuk though.
They would be
which
lighting
team
it
is going to be better this year? Arizona or Seattle?
It might be crazy to say Arizona. But I don't know if it's that crazy because Seattle is just – and didn't they just released safety. What's his name?
Right. Diggs and Adams.
Yeah, they're releasing everybody. They're completely scratching it. And like last year, their whole thing was like, oh, we rebuilt over the offseason and now we're back and ready to go. But then you go and release your secondary and, fire Pete Carroll or he's whatever assistant on their team now. Yeah. I don't think they're going to be good at all. I think they're hoping they can get a good draft pick next year, and they just I have no idea what Seattle's going to look like next year.
Fair
Not
enough.
Good. So there's a lot of Seattle fans down to the Niners and the Rams. Niners and Rams. I think, man, I don't know about the Niners next year. I'm so scared because I talk a lot of crap. So like, I need my team to back that up, and this offensive line is such an issue that they're not addressing it. My heart dropped when Colton McKivitz was re-signed. And I don't even think that for his price tag last year or anything like that. I don't think he played bad, but he did not play good enough for what we need.
He's bargaining the winning.
Exactly. And I think that the caller before said that, like, we need to invest to for our future $60 million quarterback. I don't know how that's not in Kyle Shanahan's head. Like,
it's like when you go to the when you go to the mall and you like you're trying to buy some name brand stuff or some like knockoff, it's like, oh, a McGlinchey.
Exactly.
But it's like $17 million. We have these McKivitzes that look just like McGlinchey's.
Yeah.
But it's actually a McKivitz and it's about 20% of the price.
And maybe next year. Guess what? I would rather have McKivitz than McGlinchey because, like you said, he's cheaper.
I'm not a name brand kind of guy anyway.
Exactly. I'll take the off brand. But I don't know. I think we need a new center too. I think that the center isn't the most important player on the offensive line, but having a good center elevates the entire offensive line. You know what I mean? Because they're leading it out there. That's their job. I don't think John Feliciano should get back. You know, this is a team that's like preached for years of like, we want no drama on the team. This is not a drama team. We're a family. We go to Cabo. We're friends. That's us. That should just not be allowed then. John needs to go away. Spencer Burford, let's have what's coach's name again? The O-line coach.
Forrester.
Yeah, Forrester. Let's have him, you know, work with him over the offseason, see what we can do next year. And let's trade up in the draft and get a right tackle. We should go back in time and not re-sign Colt McKivitz. But you know, that's whatever.
Yeah, getting the DeLorean, crank it up to 88 miles an hour and go back.
Exactly.
Can you explain or how would you interpret that signing? Like, what is Kyle's thought process there?
I think that, so I don't know, tinfoil hat, that's kind of what we do around here. Yeah. I think that he was already having discussions with Eric Armstead, and Eric Armstead was like, I'm not going to take a pay cut. I want to make big money. And like before he was talking to Eric Armstead, they're like, oh, we're going to go get a tackle. And then Eric Armstead is like, well, I'm not going to take less money. And then they're like, now what do we do?
Yeah.
Let's bring back McKivitz. Let's, we got to draft a tackle or end with the first pick now. And it's like, we've seen this one before.
Their need went from right tackle to defensive tackle real quick as soon as Armstead said. Yeah.
And it's funny that we, like, as 49ers fans, we expect every pick to be either a defensive lineman or a running back. When we always have good defensive linemen and good running backs.
Yeah.
But now we actually do need defensive linemen.
Absolutely.
But we don't want to pick them because we need O-linemen too. It's like, our needs went from so little.
And it's a good O-line draft. It's the great year to take an offensive tackle.
I think we should trade up. We have 11 picks.
Hey, thanks, Eric, for not taking that. Do you feel like Eric should have taken taken one for the team?
No. Or his business? I think I'm obviously like a fan. I love the players. Like, I never want to see the players leave. I loved Eric Armstead. I loved watching him, even when, you know, it was for 7-game season. I love those 7 games. And but it's also the NFL. They're there for a job to make as much money as possible. You know, he's seen. And I think you said this on another show the other day. It's like, he's been to 2 Super Bowls with Kyle Shanahan. He didn't know the rules. Like, does he personally think that the 49ers are setting himself up for the most success for the
future? He was the first dude after the game to say he didn't know the rules either.
Him and Juszczyk. And it's like, now they're asking Juszczyk for a pay cut. I don't know.
That's like a random search at the airport. It's like, this is totally random.
This is random. I don't think he should have taken the pay cut. I mean, I would have liked if he did, but I don't think it was realistic that he would have. Now we need to draft a defensive tackle. And I haven't even been looking at defensive tackles
in
the draft. I'm bad at the draft. I like to wait a week before and then I watch all the mock drafts and then I figure it out.
Well, the last time the Niners needed to draft a defensive tackle in round one, they nailed it. So no problem.
Solomon Thomas.
I wasn't thinking about that one. But, yeah, that's another one. I was thinking about Kinlaw.
Oh, yeah, duh. Well, he just got signed to
– Balke would really nail that pick. He was good at drafting defensive tackles.
You know what's crazy about Balke? My head football coach worked with him at a high school. Huh. He knows Trent Baalke.
Oh, yeah, right. Because it's interesting. Well, it's going to be interesting to see what the Niners do in the draft without Adam Peters, because in free agency with Adam Peters, it looks a little, I mean, they're taking some players. I didn't know where they were on their radar. Yetur Gross-Matos. Oh, okay.
Like, right. It's surprisingly good. It's not bad though. It's like we've seen in years past, they've taken some guys in free agency. It's like,
they were going to try to make a big splash, and I wouldn't consider what they've done a big splash. Maybe a little plunk.
I think they were expecting they were going to get Christian Wilkins, and they're like, this is going to be our big splash. And then they released Eric Armstead, and then Christian Wilkins like, I'm not taking that little money. I need a lot more money than that. And they're like, we didn't think you were going to say that. You could win the Super Bowl. You could go to the NFC Championship and win.
Does your coach know the rules? I can't teach him that.
I'm just glad we're not having the Bosa brothers. That was not going to be a good fit. I know Bosa's mom really wants it to happen. I don't care. That she has nothing to do with either of the teams.
It's a family, Cody.
I don't care.
It's a family. You got to have McCaffrey's little brother on the team. You got to have Jerry Rice's son and Frank Gore's son.
Otherwise, Frank Gore's son, yet.
Sorry, Cody, great call, man. I gotta take another one. You killed it, though.
Yeah, thank you. You have a good one. Yeah, man. See you later.
For sure. That was good. First time caller. Just one take Jake'd it. All right, Niner gang. Not a first time caller. Cone phone, regular, Hall of Famer. What's up?
Hold on, Grant. Let me take this stupid blue.
Oh, you're muted, but you'll be good. Yeah, I got you.
Sorry, buddy. Nah, man. Call and say hi, you know, be a regular. Don't want you to forget this, you know, miraculous.
I appreciate you, dude. Yeah.
Appreciate you, man. Man, they a little surprising here what the Niners are doing, man. I really thought they was gonna keep Kinlaw. Then I woke up, he was gone, so I was surprised, which not mad about. Don't really know
I didn't think they would. I just felt like he was gonna get a better situation elsewhere. I think Sala has always been extremely enthusiastic about him, and I think he's going to give him an opportunity to start next to Quinnen Williams. It's a great spot for Kinlaw. I'm just saying.
That part's going to be, dude, is I really – he started coming on, you know, that back half of the season coming on, and, man, finally I think he worked out his knee situation. So, man, I feel like he's going to go over with
– his best could be ahead of him. It's true. Yeah.
Yep.
It's true.
He's going to go over there, and he's going to have a freaking 10-sack season next year, man. I'm not saying he will, but, yeah.
Wouldn't that just be a kick?
So what, you know?
It would. It's true.
Dude, Sam Darnold, Minnesota?
How do you sell that to your fan base?
How do you sell Sam Darnold to anybody? I don't know. I mean, you didn't lateral left. You literally went backwards. You were better off with Kirk, right? I mean.
Yeah. This means they're definitely going to draft a quarterback. Okay. All right. So you're going to end up getting JJ McCarthy, Bo Nix.
Right. You know what's going to happen? You know, you get the wrong quarterback, which I believe Sam Darnold is. He throws those hospital balls. Justin Jefferson's got to be careful, man. It's not fair for him. You know, and he was doing like a Jimmy G was with when he was over at the Raiders, throwing them hospital balls to Devontae Adams, man. But, now the Niners, the defensive line, I feel good that it looks like they're making big splashes at it somewhat.
Yep.
Guess we'll call it.
I mean, they went into the season last year. It's kind of crazy to think about it. Cleveland Farrell and Drake Jackson as a platoon opposite Nick Bosa. At least it's better than that. That was ridiculous in retrospect.
It was embarrassing.
What? Yeah, that's not a rotation.
Oh, not at all.
No.
Not at all.
No.
No. But the biggest factor here is once again, back at it again with the defense, all eyes on the defense, right? And I think you said it the other day, dude, the offense is going to start the same five that started the Super Bowl that got Brock.
Is the offense going to change anything?
No.
Anything.
Oh, no, they will. We're going to draft a running back. Want to bet? I'm just saying, Grant. I mean.
I don't get it. I don't understand. I thought this was supposed to be an offensive coach. Like, what are you doing, man?
It's mind blowing. That my thought. You made a comment earlier with the previous caller, I do believe, You know, all the focus is going into the defense, you know, and it's like Kyle's so focused on a defense team, wants the defense to win the Super Bowl for him, but he's an offensive coach.
Yeah. You're at the 9-yard line. You didn't go for it? You didn't try to get the touchdown there? And like, what? What? Like, no, Steve, bring it home. Like, what are you talking about? Steve, bring it home. No, you bring it home, Kyle. Because you're going to take credit for one way or another. I don't get that at all. If you want to build a team this way, go get a defensive coach. Go get Pete Carroll to coach the team.
Yes.
He'd do great.
Yep. Because Kyle, he's got the weapons, dude, to have an extremely talented offense. But I don't think he just got it together fully how to use them all. It showed in the Super Bowl. You know, 11 targets to Debo. He was locked down that game. It wasn't his game. It just is what it is. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's your game. Sometimes it's not. But he kept going back there, forcing him.
Yeah.
Kyle, I just don't know if he panics or what it is. I stopped. I'm done with trying to figure out what Kyle's thinking. I'm past that, just so you know, Grant.
I don't think he adjusts well mid-game. I feel like Spagnuolo kind of mid-game sort of started playing man coverage and blitzing, and Kyle didn't have like a mid-game answer for it. Well, he didn't anticipate it. He couldn't beat it.
Well, Spagnuolo just seen that their defensive line was better than our offensive line, with the exception of Trent, and their cornerbacks are lockdowns, man. I mean, you just can't deny it. They locked down Debo. Brandon Ayuk was locked down for the most game, and he's a great route runner, you know, but he was locked down for the only couple times Brandon got open, his defender slipped.
You heard what Dave Merritt said about Brandon Ayuk?
No, please enlighten me.
Dave Merritt interviewed for the Niners defensive coordinator job, didn't get it. DB coach for the Chiefs. And he was saying, you know, like, is it Steve Wilkes' fault that the offense went 3-for-12 on third down? Is it Steve Wilkes' fault that number 11 was trying to fight all game? That's what he said. And to me, everyone's bagging on George Kittle for saying hi, George, on that one play, which was unacceptable. But it's the same mistake that Ayuk make. Like, you're not locked in. You're getting in like post play squabbles with the other team. Like, get back in the huddle. This is the Super Bowl. Lock in, because the Chiefs are. So I thought that was interesting.
I think they knew deep down. I mean, just being honest, man. I mean, they'll never admit it, but I don't ever believe they felt that they could beat the Chiefs. I just really don't. I don't really think they do. I believe there's a – nobody's ever going to say it, but I believe there's a confidence issue within the team. Kyle, there's a confidence issue. You can't just keep running it back-to-back with the same freaking schematic, the same scheme, and not expect teams to figure it out. These guys are professionals, too. Look what – I mean, Spagnuolo locked them down. Done.
Also, don't you think these players are old enough and smart enough and know ball well enough to understand the narrative that, like, Kyle is the reason – a big reason that his teams keep losing these leads in the Super Bowl? You don't think Juszczyk or Kittle or Armstead like thought about that? It's crossed their mind.
I think they did. And that could be a reason why Armstead wants out. Why Kinlaw didn't decide to resign is because they see the writing on the wall. But on the flip side, when you got someone like Kyle Juszczyk, George Kittle, couple of Debo that Kyle's made rich, it's kind of hard to go against the guy, right? Because like everybody says, they're friends.
That's why I feel like what you said, like they this confidence issue, they can't beat the Chiefs. They need to be making moves this offseason with the Chiefs in mind. It seems like the Chiefs, they have Karlaftis and Chris Jones side by side, lining up across from the right side of the Niners offensive line. What are you going to do about that? McKivitz and Burford, that's your matchup. I'm nothing against them, but it's Chris Jones and Karlaftis. What are you going to do? That's not enough.
No, it's not. It's not. Never going to be enough. McKivitz is a good rotational player. Time to time, maybe a game or two, give you two super spectacular games. But he's not a every down, 65 down guy. He's just not the guy. And it's no knock against him. You know, we are what we are. You know, but at some point, to the point of, you know, the defenses are figuring out Kyle's scheme, these same five linemen line up next year, defenses are going to have their way with it. They know, let's stay away from Trent. There's no reason to go to the left side of the line. Trent's got it locked down. Let's just go and, you know, send three or four guys over here. Exactly what the Chiefs did. If the Niners are not, if Kyle's not planning to beat Patrick Mahomes and Patrick Mahomes simply, he's never going to win anything, bro. I mean, he's just not.
I just think it's funny how Kyle's solution to beating the Chiefs I mean, he's never done it. He's never beaten Patrick Mahomes, but the way he thinks he's going to do it is by getting pressure on Mahomes. He hasn't gotten one sack on that guy. Not in the Super Bowl. Not one. So maybe try a different way, man. Maybe load up your offensive line and see if you can beat him with your offense. I don't know, man. You're not beating him with your defense.
No. He's not going to. Kyle is going to struggle against him. Kyle, I believe, is a great head coach and a great offensive coordinator, but not at the same time. I don't believe he can do it at the same time. I believe if he chose one or the other, he would rock it to another level. But because he won't let, you know, some control go of some air one area or another, he's going to stay where he's at. He's going to be playoff bound, you know, every couple seasons. Playoff bound, maybe NFC championship, Super Bowl here and there, but he's not going to get over the big one. He just won't. You can't. I'm a believer in you can multitask, but you can only multitask to a certain level to where something starts slipping through the cracks. And I can only imagine when you have a roster of 53 players plus 40 some odd coaches and everything else that goes into being a head coach. And then you want to go and be an offensive coordinator, and now you're helping game plan the defense. There's just something's going to slip, and look what happened. Didn't know a simple rule, right? You're a YouTube creator. You know the rules on YouTube. You know what you can and can't do, what you can and cannot copy, right? You stay up on that. When something new pops up, I'm sure you go and read into it. Because why? You don't want to get your channel banned. You don't want to get kicked out, right? This is our livelihood. Same thing with
there's a lot at stake.
Yeah. So I don't think it's going to get done, man. Like I told a couple of these other guys, it's been a great run, but I would be shocked if the Niners made it back to the playoffs next year, just for the simple fact that Brock got lucky last year and didn't get hurt, dude. He ran around a lot last year, more than what we need to for his size. That is very
one hit away from Brandon Allen playing for the 49ers.
Exactly. And then what Brandon Allen, oh my gosh, you can go play quarterback better than him, I'm sure. But
I mean, and what will be rough for the Niners too is not only would they be bad, they'd be boring. And people would stop going to the games and people would stop watching the shows and Jed York would lose money. So they might need to bring in someone else. If you're not going to protect your quarterback, get a better backup. Well, it ain't Brandon.
It goes to show the Chiefs proved it, man. This is the other thing. Does Kyle not watch football at all whatsoever? Patrick Mahomes lost the Super Bowl, right? Why did he lose? Because his O-line was messed up. They rotated, did whatever Andy did back then. That's why he lost. What did they do after that? Let's solidify this O-line. Patrick Mahomes won the Super Bowl. That's just what happens. And they're going to keep doing it. Kyle keeps running the same offensive scheme season after season. Other teams pick up on. They are paid professionals as well. And it's obvious they are not as stubborn as him.
Here's the thing with Kyle. Like, at his best, him and Mike McDaniel, all those shifts and motions, they seem like they can really put defenses in conflict and create wide open guys. They can do it. But it seems like with Kyle in particular, when the pressure's on, when the season's on the line, when the game is close and it's in the fourth quarter, he just goes away from that stuff and starts trying to trick the other team or do things that he doesn't call very much. It's like he always like, what was that? Third and four, you got a pass to Jawan? Like, what? With the season on the line, you're not going to McCaffrey. What? I have to say he's a choker. He seems like he does erratic stuff under pressure. That's his problem.
Last thing, and I'll let you go because I know you got other callers, but why wouldn't you? You have the best running back in the NFL. You have the best fullback in the NFL. You have the best left tackle in the NFL. You have the best blocking receiving core in the NFL.
Best blocking tight end.
Best blocking tight end. What does that all add up to? Give the ball to Christian. If he gets tired, rotate Jordan Mason. Rotate Elijah Mitchell. And let me see you stop this ground and pound. And
isn't that how Jim Harbaugh would call a game if he had this team? I mean, would he be going empty backfield, throwing the ball 38 times? Like, why?
Dude, line up an I formation, run that ball left, and let me see you stop us. I'll tell you where we're going.
Yeah.
And then when you go ahead and bring down, because at some point they are going to come down and load up the box, which is fine. that's when you just flip it right over their head, hit George or Dwelly or BA on the other side or Debo. There's so many weapons, dude. But until you stop this run, as long I'm a believer in, if you can run the ball and get 4 yards per carry average,
why stop?
You're gonna win the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Four, 12. First down every time.
I got to take more calls, man. You've been on a roll. I appreciate you, Niner Gang. You killed it.
Grant, have a great day, buddy. Thank you.
You too, man. All right. Bryant Culp. How you doing,
hey,
buddy?
How you
good
doing?
To see you.
I'm doing good. Glad you're still around. I'm still around. I haven't called for a while.
Yep.
Well, you know, like Kyle says, we're not guaranteed tomorrow, and it's true. So, hey, if we would have won the Super Bowl, or if the Niners would have won the Super Bowl, because we're not the Niners. I root for the Niners. You root for the Niners and report about them, but I'm a fan. So if the Niners would have won the Super Bowl, do you think Steve Wilks would still be the defensive coordinator?
Yes.
Really?
Huh?
Really, really?
100%.
Okay. Well, I don't.
Okay. Okay.
And the reason I don't think so is because I kind of think he was fired after the Minnesota game. I really do.
Have you ever heard of a coordinator getting fired after winning a Super Bowl? Maybe. I haven't heard of it.
I think he would have probably moved on to get a job, maybe a head coaching job.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's why I'm thinking, like, he probably wouldn't have been here. Even if maybe he wouldn't have gotten fired, he just would have moved on. I just really don't think the whole marriage was working out. I don't think he liked being called out of the booth. I don't think the players seemed to like him. And then here's my next thing. You're a professional. I'm a professional. The guy that was just talking as well. When you have a job, you should know your rules and what you're supposed to do, what you're at. So where is it the player's job not to know the rules? The player should know the rules, right?
That is true.
So to come back and say, oh, I didn't know about the overtime rules. Now, I know that's kind of crazy because the overtime rules did change the last couple of seasons, but you should be on top of that, right? You should be reading your emails and all that good stuff. So again, the coach, they do so much. They should be on top of that. Somebody should say something. But then for players to come out and say that, it's not really cool. Now, here's the next thing. With Eric Armstead, them asking him to restructure, or how do you think that went down? Do you think they said, hey, you haven't really been healthy the last couple of seasons. We need you to take a pay cut. We really want to keep you. Or do you think they said, we need you to take a pay cut or you can go?
I don't know. I don't know. It's a tough one. But I imagine they probably laid it out. Man, you're not playing as much as you have anymore. You got these chronic injuries. We've taken care of you. You have no guaranteed money left. You don't have much leveraging power here. What are you going to do? So he thinks he's going to get a lot of money on the open market. He's coming off meniscus surgery, and he has plantar fasciitis. He might be wrong. We'll see.
I mean, I'm not knocking the guy. I'm not saying, don't go try to get a bag somewhere else. But just we're all playing hindsight, right? We're all playing Monday morning quarterback. If you get hurt again in the season, and there's a lot of ifs, but if you get hurt next season, you're on another team somewhere else. Hey, better luck to you, right? Because then the Niners don't need to worry about you getting hurt again. But it's going to be hard for the Niners to, try to recover and fill in his position. I think it is funny, though, since the Niners and since really he's been here, we've been taking defensive tackles every year. So as much as everybody wants to see the offensive tackle position get taken, I think it's defensive tackle again. Defensive tackle, defensive edge. And, Grant, thank you, man, for having me on, everybody else. And sucks we lost the Super Bowl, but I don't agree with everybody. I think the Niners will be back. And that's just how it is. I think Andy Reid is Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan is Andy Reid until he finds his Patrick Mahomes, because that's what everybody else was saying about Andy Reid, if he couldn't win. It wasn't Andy Reid who won the Super Bowl. It was Patrick Mahomes. So, hey, thanks again. And one last thing. Did you see any of the holding calls that happened in the Chiefs game against the Niners in the Super Bowl? They were like the most held team all season, and they get to the Super Bowl and nothing happened. I don't know. So I don't know. If the Niners can't beat the refs, I don't know when they're going to win the Super Bowl. But hey, thanks, Grant. You have a good day.
All right, Brian. Have a good one. TC, you there?
Grant, what's up?
How you doing?
Hey, man, it's been a while. What's up, bro? It's been a while. I'm always in the chat tapping in with you, Coach Ryan. I have to call in and tap in with you, Grant.
It's been a minute, Terrence. What's going on?
Yes. on my break. Hey, so check it out, though. Now, listen. Hey, I got to agree with I just got to agree with the situation. First, let's go with Armstead, bro. So, Armstead, I know he's been injury-prone, but at the same time, if I was dead, I would have left too. Like my guy was saying, he probably said it writing on the wall with Shanahan, bro. Shanahan ain't winning nothing, man, until he get out his way. This guy wants to be a running head coach.
He can see through that.
Yeah, like, period. Like, you want to... Oh, I'm sorry, man. I keep cutting you off.
No, I'll cut you off. Go ahead.
No, so basically, you want to be a running first team, right? But the most important position to do that is the offensive line to keep your quarter. The two most important positions, right, other than D, well, it's three. Quarterback, offensive line, and D-line. You focus, and you're supposed to be an offensive genius, right? But you're so focused on the D-line and forget about the offensive line and your quarterback, bro. And not getting out of the way and letting your team play and design plays to help your quarterback. Seriously, bro. Shanahan is a joke, dog. I'm telling you. You know how I feel about this dude. This dude is a joke, dog. And until he can realize that and not have yes men around him, like the whole Staley and Source and hire. I know Bill probably said he wants to go to TV, bro, but he didn't want Bill. He didn't want Vrabel. Those are some guys that's going to come in here and tell Kyle to get out the way. I'm the guy. I'm running my defense, and you focus on the offense. He wants yes man around him, dog. That's why Mike McDaniel left. That's why Salah left. That's why guys left since Shanahan can't get out his way. He wants everything his way, bro. Seriously, until he can figure that out, we're not winning nothing with this dude, bro, until we move on. Seriously, go ahead, Grant. I'm going to let you
say. A guy who hasn't won a Super Bowl would be more open-minded, looking to change this or that, but he's so adamant that the way he does things is right when he hasn't proven it. That I can't respect. It's like Andy Reid, who has won Super Bowl, seems to be more open to changing things than Kyle, who hasn't won a Super Bowl. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, period. You know, like a lot of, you know, everybody's going to fan how they going to fan, and the media going to media how they media. But everybody running around here acting like, bro, we won the last three Super Bowls. We have not won nothing, bro. This is high level losing that we're doing. And everybody isn't accepting it and loving it. I'm not one of them fans, bro. I've been a Niner fan my whole life, dog. But I'm going to keep it real at the same time. I'm not going to have these faithful blinders on and none of that, bro. I'm going to spit it how it's spit. You get what I'm saying? And as far as, I don't want to go over spoiled milk, but at the same time, just surround Brock with playmakers. I feel some type of way about Debo. You know, and me personally, I trade Debo. We need some route running. If we're going to go all in, bring some Rose in here, BA. That way Brock can get him the ball if we're going to go hard like that.
Yeah, agree.
I mean, you know, so well, I can pick it.
You don't think that's going to change things?
Man, that's a band-aid. Leonard Floyd is cool.
Yeah.
He's cool. That's like Chase Young last year. That's not a needle mover. That's not, oh, they went out and did this and oh, they went out and got it. That's Leonard Floyd, bro. Like, it's cool.
Yeah.
It's just like a cool move.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Grant. Yep. What you got?
Man, I can't really disagree with you at all. It doesn't really seem like, I mean, it's a cool move. Yeah, it's cost effective. He's better than Chase Young, but that's it. That's all you got. That's it. And you lost Armstead. So is the defense better? Right now, you don't have Armstead. You don't have Kinlaw. You lost all those DNs, but you got Gross, Matos, and Floyd. Is the defense better right now than it was a month ago?
No.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
Not in my opinion.
I don't think so.
Also, the first picks in this draft, right? The first eight. And I got another point before I let you go. This one, the first two draft picks, bro, first and second round, should be offensive line. That'll show you that Shanahan is serious.
But what will it be? Defensive line,
right tackle.
Hey, did you see what the Ravens who they just signed?
Derrick Henry.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a good pickup for my boy.
The teams in the NFC are not messing around. Wow.
They're not. Derrick Henry. Grant.
That's nasty. But the Niners got him CMC. They're not going to give the ball to you on third and four with the season on the line. Hey,
Grant.
All
right. Right. Hey, Grant, I'm going, bro. I just want to tap in with you, bro. Thank you for having me on, but Kyle's a joke, dog. Thank you, Ryan, Jesse, everybody. I know it's your show, but oh yeah, Grant, that was nice what you and Larry did yesterday, bro. I like that.
Yeah, me too. That's a good way to show grown-ups squash and stuff. So thank you, TC.
But you know what, Grant? Grant, keep going hard, bro. Thank you.
You know. See you, Terrence. All right, JC, Farmer, and John. And then that's it. JC.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, dude. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I'm just now getting back into after the letdown of the Super Bowl. You know, I was just like depressed. Didn't want to see anything, so I didn't see Larry meltdown or anything. I might go look for it. Sounds pretty cool. But anyway, glad you guys patched it over.
Yeah, it's nothing.
But I want to tell you, I have not been a Shanahan fan. I wanted to be a Shanahan fan, but I am back to, I think it was year before last, I was on the show with you. Told you there's going to be a guy that wins a Super Bowl, and it's going to be Trey Lance, and he is not going to be on a 49er team when he wins. And now, I got no doubt, as long as Shanahan's here, he got rid of Steve Wilks. Now, hear a lot of talk about, are they going to get away from the wide nine? You know, all season long, Wilks is telling Shanahan, you know, man, we got to do something besides this wide nine. This wide nine is not working. Let me give it a shot, you know, with a five-man front or something. You know, let's try something different. Well, in the third quarter, they called the timeout. Shanahan changed his plan. I'm pretty sure they changed the defense. I'm pretty sure Wilks just said, well, F you. Do it your way then.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And real quick, Wilks quit then.
I want to talk about Kyle for a second, because you and a lot of people have come on the show today and been very critical of Kyle, which is interesting. I feel like this didn't happen to Kyle until this year. For years with this guy, years, everyone would say it's not Kyle's fault, it's Jimmy's fault. You gotta blame Jimmy. Now Jimmy's gone. Everyone loves Brock Purdy. You can't blame Brock. And Kyle's scrambling. He's trying to point the finger at the defense. It is their fault. We're gonna overhaul that side of the, and no one's buying it. No one is buying it. All the fans are like, uh-huh. Kyle, it's on you, dude. That's very interesting. All right,
well, through the playoffs, the defense kept him to 20 points average about. The offense just barely squeaked by on that after being ahead, you know, scoring 30 plus points for all season, you know. Yeah. So
that's right.
It was the players, it was in spite of Shanahan that they made it past the first playoff game.
Yep.
They just squeaked by because maybe players were telling Kyle, your plays suck, man. We're gonna do this a little bit our way.
Hey, Jimmy was right about you, JC. Great call, man. Have a good one. I got to take some more calls, JC. I'm sorry.
Well, it's good to be back on. And yeah, I have never been a Shanahan fan. I wanted to be, but I am not.
That's true.
One more thing I want to say.
Yes.
I've been a fan since the 80s, since Joe Montana started winning. I'm beginning to wonder, was I an Eddie Bartolo fan? Because I am not a Jed York fan.
They're a lot different. They're a lot.
Yeah.
Eddie would have fired Kyle by now.
No, all right, you guys have a good one.
Thank you, JC. John, I want to let you on the show, but you got to turn your camera on because I don't know who you are, what you're doing, where you are. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? All right, John, you good? What's up, dude?
Okay. Hey, how's it going, Grant?
Good,
I'm good. How about you?
Good.
You can hear me good?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. So, well, I don't know about other Niner fans, but for me, seeing what we're doing just doesn't make sense to me, because if you find your franchise quarterback and we already have the weapons in place, why are you not adding offensive line?
Like, it's hard math problem. You got the quarterback. Should we protect him? Yes, yeah. No.
Like you see with the Bengals with Joe Burrow. He only played, like, seven games his rookie year. And instead of going Penny Sewell, they're like, all right, we're going to take Jamar. And look what that did for them. Then with us, you already have Ayuk, you have Debo, you have Kittle, you have McCaffrey, you have Juice Check. So why are you not going offensive line? Why is Colt McKivitz our splash at offensive line?
Because defensive line is more important because Kyle's a defensive coach. I don't.
Yeah, but you guys have drafted like five defensive linemen in the first round since you've been here.
True.
Like what? Besides defense line, it's only been what, Ayuk and McGlinchey in the first round? I think.
Is it possible that Kyle just doesn't like being told what to do? And if we all collectively used reverse psychology, he would draft an offensive lineman? Don't do it.
I mean, I don't know. As a coach, if you're seeing all around the league that look at the Texans now with CJ Stroud, they're like, okay, let's get a running back, maybe add another receiver in the draft or somebody. But with us, it's like, okay, we already have a top five defense, so we're going to add to the defense.
Top five isn't good enough around here. Well, Kyle has high standards for his defense. Offense,
whatever. When you look at a lot of the Super Bowl teams, none of them really have like a top, like the Chiefs. I mean, this year, I guess, but I feel like in the years past, their defense has kind of been maybe top 10, but outside of Chris Jones, who have they really had? Like Tyrann Mathieu for a year or two.
It's true.
It's true. You're sleeping on Richmond taco trucks. I know you always talk about Oakland taco trucks, but I live in Richmond. So you're sleeping on Richmond taco trucks.
Okay. I got to go to Richmond to get the tacos. What's the best spot in Richmond? I need to know.
La Flor de Jalisco. It's on 22nd Street.
La Flor de Jalisco on 22nd Street. I'm coming. Yeah. Thank you, John.
Yeah, no problem. All right, Grant.
All right, man. Good call. Farmer, F Farmer, and then SF Bay Drummer, and then that's that. What's up, F Farmer?
Hey, what's going on, Grant?
How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm just trying to recover from this another Super Bowl loss.
It's been a full month.
We always won the Super Bowl when I was growing up. Now things
these days just don't know.
But this draft, I don't know. I guess Kyle, he wants to like you said, he probably needs to use reverse psychology on.
I think whatever you do, don't draft an offensive lineman. Don't do it. Whatever you do, it's a mistake.
But Jimmy's gone. I mean, the whole fan base is starting to look at him. You know, why can't this guy hold a lead in the Super Bowl? And the funny thing is, when they hired him, the first thing that popped in my mind, this guy blew the 25-point lead against the Patriots. Mm-hmm. I thought about it. I mean, really. And it's ironic, he's blown two. Now he's blown two with us.
Yeah. He's good at that. You get that far away look in your eyes like you're never going to get over this. You only showed half your face, too. You seem like really beside yourself. There you go.
I've been a fan since I've been, 10? Almost 50 now, right?
Man. I'm trying to help, man. I'm doing the best I can. I'm quality controlling it up. They don't listen. I don't know what to tell you, Farmer. Maybe next year they'll get it right. I think this is their year.
If they don't, I tell you, they don't draft. They need to draft at least two offensive linemen, Grant, at least.
Where did you grow up?
I'm from North Carolina.
So how'd you become a Niner fan? Just, they were great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Simple as that.
In the 80s.
Gold standard of sports. I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, man. I got to take one more call. Thanks for calling in. Great call.
All right. Have a good one.
Take care. He said a lot without saying very much. That was cool. SF Bay Drummer, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, what's up, Grant?
What's going on, man?
You know, it's the only thing great from the 80s besides the 90s. But, you know, based on, like, how free agency is going, it's like they filled some needs, but we're still losing a lot. We've been, like, losing key pieces from last year, and then looks like we're losing some key pieces this year. I don't know if anybody's paying attention to the teams that we have to play, even though the order hasn't been set for the season. We're going to be lucky to win 10 games, and I'm serious.
Like Kansas City, Buffalo, Detroit, Green Bay,
and you better
Rams twice,
and you Dallas. Better believe, Exactly. Yeah. You better believe the NFL is going to schedule all those games in December. Do we even have a quarterback that can throw the ball in that type of weather? Like, I mean, he can't even throw the ball when it's freaking. And he's struggling with Green Bay at home.
That's true. And we got to pay him
like $40 million.
He's got some serious kryptonite. Yeah.
Yeah.
It never rains in Northern California. Psych, it's raining right now. Oops.
Oh yeah. I mean, but like he gets a full off season or whatever. We'll see what he does. This is going to be the test if he could do more with less, because he has the Avengers this year, and then after that, you know, I don't know. So, Kyle, you got to fix the offensive line. You got to get some more playmakers at wide receiver.
No. We're doing reverse psychology today. All right, Kyle, your offense is good. Whatever you do, don't add any players to your offense. No offensive linemen. Stand pat. It's good.
Man, I don't know, man. Like, I mean, between Kyle and Farhan Zaidi, they're the biggest failures in the Bay Area right now. Steve Kerr is still cooking them, even though he doesn't have a lot to work with. I mean, good God. Like, even when
they won last night.
Yeah, they did. They won last night. Like, even when I sent you that super chat, Joe Lacob is really the only owner that can write a check with his mouth that can cash.
That's Jen true.
York and
every time he talks, it's like, no, you shouldn't have said any of that.
Exactly, yeah. Man. But like, you know, it's still a little bit of hope, but I just don't really have the faith. I really think Kyle has lost the locker room after their Super Bowl loss. And if they lose and like can't rally like they usually do in the second half, I don't know what that really means for Kyle. Like, I kind of agree
that he may have lost the locker room. I feel like he wanted to hire Brandon Staley as a defensive coordinator, but couldn't because they were like, no. So he elevated their guy, Nick Sorensen, but kind of brought his guy in too. And I think that sort of speaks to his lack of,
yeah,
I don't know, power right now. Or that's not the word.
Yeah. Support. Are you going to go to the owners meeting?
Yes.
Oh, please ask Kyle Shanahan if he's going to pay attention to any rule changes this year.
Oh my God. Yeah, he'll like that. That'll be fun. He'll really appreciate that. All right, man. Have a good day, dude. Enjoy your day.
Peace, bro.
All right. Thanks for watching, everyone. Let's see what happens the rest of the day. I'm sure the Niners will sign another defensive lineman. Really looking forward to that. I'll be back this afternoon with my dad. We're going to have a special Cone Zone late edition. That's CZLE for, you know, the initiated. Thanks for watching. I will see you guys this afternoon.